Self-Portrait November. Walking home in the first hard freeze, with ice building in layers on the slick surfaces of roads and bridges, my breath plumes before me and I cough on the brittle air. I tread on the safer grass-lined ditch, the creek bank's thick mud, stiff like setting plaster. The sun fades behind the trees and I am insular, wrapped in a dim, sky-heavy day and counting the weeks until spring unlocks winter's heavy door. When the forecast calls for the worst, I let the tap in the stainless steel sink run all night and I dream of songbirds, warblers and orioles, their pipe cleaner legs trapped on iced-over branches, too exhausted to do anything but sing. Their orange and yellow feathers drop to the snow. False flames I gather in my bare hands and bring to my mouth in hunger. I wake to the sound of the water heater kicking in, to the metallic bite of birch bark and rust in my throat.